Nick Perez was a child, he was fascinated by technology. He played with video games, learned how to use his old DOS PC, and started coding at just 9 years old. Then school began. He attended the Westfield Union School District in Union County, New Jersey. And instead of staring at his computer screen, he was staring at the clock, waiting to learn to come home and learn interesting things and code. There, he was observed by a child study team. And I underwent a psychological evaluation. I was diagnosed with ADD, says Perez. I was placed in a supplemental class where I could do my homework during school hours and was placed on Adderall at just 9 years old. When Adderall failed to make me care about school, they tried more drugs on me. Well, Brutin gave me a seizure, Prozac made me irritable and hostile, and one day on Effexor XR, I experienced a dangerously rapid heart rate, turned pale, and couldn't stop vomiting. So, long story short, the drugs didn't help Perez. They made things worse. So for Plan B, the school had a power professional follow him around all day to make sure that he kept up on things. I started to believe that there was truly something wrong with me and that I didn't belong in society, Perez tells me. But fortunately, somebody came to save him. His talents and technology didn't go unnoticed. When he was 10 years old, his aunt decided to send him off to her computer camp during summer vacation. I was blown away, and it was odd that I could use my mind to build things for others to use. When I got home from camp with all my new books and knowledge, my journey in independent education began. I knew that if I put enough effort into learning how to code, I could change the world. But school wasn't going to get him there. Perez was miserable, thinking of all the time that he was wasting at school that I could be devoted to building his dreams. After middle school and elementary school, he went on to high school. But he wasn't even allowed to partake in the real and the true high school experience. After another psychological evaluation, he was deemed as emotionally disturbed, which isn't even a real word in psychology. So he was isolated with all of his peers in the bridge program, that's what the school called it, with about 5 to 20 other students, where he was told to fill out worksheets, fill multiple choice bubble tests, and really was isolated from his peers. I wanted to do real work, says Perez, but I started skipping school, and I was left back for a year. With legal threats, the school desperately tried to bring me back, but I realized it was too late. I was denied the right to exist normally. My school had wasted my time until there was no time left. That was it. He couldn't take it anymore. At age 17, Nick Perez dropped out of school. In America, every 9 seconds, a child drops out of school. In my presentation today, roughly 100 students will have dropped out of school. Contrary to popular belief, the reason most people drop out of school is not because they have to get more money for their family, but a majority of them said it's because school was irrelevant to their lives. And what's more interesting is that the reason behind all of this is that 81% of them from this study said that they would have stayed in school if their classes were more interesting, their teachers respected them, and they were treated like adults in society. This is a $3 trillion problem in our society today. It's an epidemic, and we're not facing up to it. We're ducking the issue. Policymakers, teachers, parents, students, we're not looking at the crux of the problem here. So what Nick Perez did after dropping out, he spent his days as he did when he skipped school. He coded hundreds of thousands of lines. He learned how to code in 12 languages. He started composing music and learned about internet security and 3D modeling. And he was having the time of his life. And with some gusto, he told me, "I'm proud of every moment of schooling that I've missed." And he adds, "I finally had control. I could learn what I wanted to do. I wasn't told. I wasn't deemed inappropriate or not respected by society. I was living in the real world." So over time, Nick Perez started to work on startups with entrepreneurs in technology, music, and media, and marketing. And the funny thing is, nobody has ever asked him whether he's actually graduated from high school. When I caught up with Nick Perez, he was walking home from the train station after a 45-minute commute from his job at a marketing analytics firm where he's worked almost a year as a software developer. He's 23 years old now. He's had 5 jobs. He's coded. He's learned languages and programming. And he's loved every second of it and would have done the same thing if he had the opportunity to do so. Now, this brings me to the question of today. Why do kids hate school? This is a question that everybody has been asking. Policymakers, Nobel laureates, but most people don't get it. Kids hate school because it's boring as hell, okay? It's really simple. It sure is for me, definitely is. I mean, I'm stuck in school for hours on end, and I definitely don't enjoy it. And I go to a high-ranking high school. So it's not just in high schools that are very high, it's not just in schools that are low performing, it's almost in every school around the country, leave out a number of them. So what I wonder a lot is, do parents and teachers ever ponder whether their child's justifications of whether they hate school or asking the question, when am I ever gonna learn this? And when am I ever gonna apply this in real life, were ever justified? Now, the problem in changing our school system today, it's always functioned in this manner. No one has ever thought, and been in this, many people have not been in the school system that's any different. I mean, take teachers. Most teachers, I'm generalizing here, have gone through the public school system, a good majority of them. And many similarly minded people have been filtered into the position. So why change it? Parents, just like teachers, many of them haven't experienced the school system any different. So our society is just in this kind of traditional mindset, this industrial kind of state that everybody likes to talk about, of this model of education. But when we look at the groundworks, where kids are coming from, most kids and most of us in this room today have taken the red pill from the Matrix, if I would like to say. When we were born, until around age 5, when more formal education began, we asked questions. We were curious about the world. We were young, we were tinkering with ideas. We really didn't know what to do. We were just trying to figure out what reality really was. But then age 5 comes around, formal education, then all the joy goes away. It just evaporates out of thin air. And so what happens is that what learning comes to be, it goes away from this questioning and skepticism style of thinking to more of drill, kill, bubble fill. Kids are told to read textbooks, they're forced to fill out worksheets, and this is really how the real world functions. And what I like to say is that kids literally get arrested and get thrown into this Alcatraz-like system. I mean, if you look at prisons and schools, they're pretty similar. I mean, in prison and school, you're basically told what to do all day, your bells dictate your schedule, attendance is compulsory, and you're really cut off from society. So there are a number of very similar things. And let me also jump to the fact that in school, most of the things that we're learning is pretty utterly useless. Most of it doesn't apply to real life. And in school today, we learn about chemistry and biology and a lot of forms of literature that are very arcane and ancient. And that's okay, that's definitely okay, but we shouldn't be forcing these subjects upon kids when most of the things that we're learning in school aren't relevant. We are learning probability, statistics, coding, civics. These are the things we should be learning. I mean, outside of school, for myself, I've been self-directing my learning from when I was very young. I learned about politics, economics, education, international relations, entrepreneurship. I've been to classes, I go to conferences. I've been self-directing my learning. I haven't been listening to my teachers for a long time. And I've really been heeding to the words of Mark Twain. I've never let my schooling interfere with my education. So let me ask the question, what is really the true purpose of public education and education in general? It's not really to create a good worker. The true purpose of education is to create citizens that are active in our democracy, who can think, who can question, who cannot take things at face value. That's really the kid I want. The kid who is skeptical about the world, who's a problem solver, who continues to question really everything and not take anything at plain vanilla. But what we're teaching them certainly isn't going to get them there. Really, in this school reform movement that we've been seeing today, we have a lot of the corporate reformers who say that we need more testing, more charter schools, more teacher evaluations tied to test scores, And we have other people. And these are more of the progressive people who think that kids are natural learners, that we need to treat kids well, treat them like adults. But the problem in our conversation today is that we've been too anti-this, too anti-that. We have to shift the conversation. We have to move it toward what learning really is about. We have to show people and show the public the great models of education. We have to, yes, we can talk about how bad testing is, how poorly we're treating children in school, but we have to show them these great models of education that are really in pockets around the country. So when we're considering the topic of freedom and democracy today, I have to bring up the work of John Dewey. And he's one of my most famous education idols. And what he said, by many people know, his philosophy was that kids should be learning by doing, creating, and exploring. And let me just read one segment from his book, The Pedagogic Creed. And what he writes is, school is primarily a social institution. Education being a social process, the school is simply that form of community life in which all those agencies are concentrated that will be the most effective in bringing the child to share in the inherited resources of the race and to use his powers for social ends. Education is a process for living, not a preparation for future living. Let me say that one more time. Education is a process of living, not a preparation for future living. We have to get over this notion of education prep, where we're preparing kids for the real world. We should be letting kids go out and just do it. Really, that's how we should be learning.